What, you want me to teach you something? You want to learn something?
You talking to me?
Just talking? Well, what's the show about?
It's about nothing.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Much Talk About Nothing, a show about movies, music, and more, where we continue on our endless journey to not talk about music. We really need to find some music or drop that from the intro. A whole new world where you messed up my intro.
A horrible place.
Yeah, no. That's what happens after you watch like a bad movie. Anyway, today, well, if you're listening, you probably know where to find us. If not, we'll tell you at the end. So be sure to listen it all the way through if you want to hear that. Anyway, today we are talking about Aladdin, and you've already heard him singing for some stupid reason. It is Grant Jafar Skillen. How you doing, Grant? I'm going to have to cut that. Anyway, we are talking about the classic Aladdin. We're going to try to get back to that Disney series we were doing a while ago. It's gotten really busy with WandaVision dropping every week, and then Falcon, and then Loki, and then Zack Snyder's Justice League in the middle of there. Like, it's been a cool time to be a nerd, but seriously, if we're going to talk Disney movies, they need to stop.
It's time to stop. Don't stop, but...
don't stop, but please help us out.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier and Loki are as good as this, then just release a show every week. Just never stop.
No, like, seriously, do. Anyway, Aladdin. Should we do spoiler-free? Oh, yeah. All right. Spoiler free. What do you got?
I enjoyed it. I think it's obviously just a bit slower at the start, but then it picks up.
I don't know if I'd say it's slow. I love this movie. I've got a really cool story with it. My parents, it was their first date, and so they bought it for each other as wedding gifts. And so I have two copies of this movie on VHS. Yeah, I love this movie. I grew up watching it. It's the best. Robin Williams. What else should I say? Except you're welcome.
Will Smith.
Will Smith is not half as good as Robin Williams.
I haven't seen that movie. I'm so concerned to see Will Smith as the genie.
I was very worried about it. I was going to go see it because it was going to be like my first actual date as well. But then the girl was like sick. I don't remember. Hi, person. You know who you are. I'm not going to name you because I'm not a jerk. Anyway, no, it was just, it ended up being really weird. And so because of emotional reasons, I didn't end up watching this movie, or the second one, not this one, the remake. But yeah, anyway, I love this movie, the one we're currently talking about. And
yeah, I enjoyed it too.
It's good stuff. Like, let's be honest, who doesn't like a street rat with a monkey? Can you say monkey anymore?
It's a monkey. I mean,
I don't know. With a primate of small size.
Okay, Grant.
Sorry, I watched Batman and Robin last night, and they made a whole joke about how Batgirl wasn't PC. It was that bad. They had to rename Batgirl in the middle of the movie before we'd even been introduced to her. It was that bad. Anyway, really terrible. But you got anything else before we hit spoilers?
Not really.
Okay. Spoilers, which, let's be honest, this movie's like 25 years old at this point. Mm-hmm. You haven't seen it, screw you. Actually, I'm sorry. This movie's 30 years old at this point. If you haven't seen it, screw you. Yeah.
I enjoyed when Jafar was like, Prince Abu Abu.
So good. So good. I love...
I enjoy his little song, too, towards the end. I mean, I don't know if you can necessarily call it a song because the dude's not like singing.
This is not a song. Unless you're talking about the score in the background, it was quite good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, who doesn't like the whole new world?
Seriously.
If you don't like that song, like...
A whole new world. Okay, so that brings me to a story. My favorite
story time with Granny. My favorite
thing at Disney World is in Deedly Doodly. The like Mickey's Fantasmic Theater. I don't remember exactly what it's called, but it's like this 3D theater. Really, it's a 4D theater that where like it's, I don't know. It smells really cool. It's got the no, like it. They it's like Smell-O-Vision. That's what it is. That's but it ends with like Donald Duck being thrown out the back. I don't know. Have you ever been to Disney World?
It's been a long time.
Okay, so you have no idea what I'm talking about. I had a T-shirt for it, but like they
the last time I went to Disney was with Lawson and his family. I think that was like before eighth grade.
Okay, so you've been since I have. I haven't been since I was like eight, but I love the thing. So it's like this show. It's like a 3D animated show, best I remember, and they do like the whole new world. But then, like, Donald's, like, a through line in it. And so at some point, he gets, like, thrown out of the screen. And it's all 3D. And you can turn around. They've got, like, an animatronic Donald Duck just wiggling in the wall. It's hilarious. It's, like, really funny. Love that thing. Anyway, back to whatever. What do you got?
I mean, I just enjoyed the movie.
Okay. Well, I have a little bit of trivia for you.
Okay.
So because Robin Williams was a legend and he ad-libbed so many of his lines that the script was rejected for the Best Adapted Screenplay Academy Award nomination because technically they didn't write the movie. It was
wow.
Yeah, no, it was quite funny.
That's impressive.
Speaking of Robin Williams, did you know that there were like five different cuts of Mrs. Doubtfire? One of which was like PG. The other one was PG-13. Or there was a G, a PG, a PG-13, an R, and an NC-17 cut of Mrs. Doubtfire because Robin Williams is that awesome. Yeah. Yep. Patrick Stewart, Sir Patrick Stewart, was almost Jafar. Real deal.
Who played Jafar?
I don't remember who actually ended up playing Jafar. Let me go back. I'll tell you. But Patrick Stewart was like almost Jafar. He had like conflicts with, I think, Star Trek at the time. Jafar was Jonathan Freeman.
I don't recognize that name.
Jonathan Freeman. Let's go down the rabbit hole, shall we?
Shall we go down?
He's known for Aladdin, The Producers, and Shining Time Station. Yeah,
so Aladdin.
no like big roles other than Aladdin, and he did the Return of Jafar. I guess he was like the only returning cast member for the Return of Jafar because I don't think Robin Williams didn't come back for Aladdin 2. He came back Aladdin 3.
I didn't realize there were three of them. What did they do?
They got progressively worse. No, like Castellaneta was the genie. Holy crud. How did I not know that? I should have known that. Huh.
You should have known.
You have no idea who that is, do you?
Not a clue.
That's the guy that plays Homer Simpson.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Jason Alexander was in the
Return. You never could have told you that, but.
Why was Jason Alexander in The Return of Jafar? No, but the third was like Aladdin and the King of Thieves, and they got back Robin Williams. Which, yeah, no, Disney like straight up did Robin Williams dirty, and so he didn't work with him for a while.
Enjoyed just the music overall.
Oh, dude, it's phenomenal.
It had the same like older Disney music feel, which is just amazing.
Prince Ali, honey, is he out of the Babwa? I don't remember the rest of the song, but it might hit me. Yeah, I got the beat in the clothes. Yeah,
that obviously a whole new world. Mentioned that a little bit earlier. Mm-hmm. But
and then obviously. You ain't never had a friend like me. I'm sorry, that's just another really good song.
Yeah. I've had friends better than you.
Yeah, no, I didn't say you'd had like, I didn't say that I was like up on the friendship scale or down on the friendship scale. I just said I was like unique on the friendship scale.
Oh yeah, you are unique. I can tell you that.
He's unique. He's a freak. He's the Adams. He's the Ingram Granty.
Princess Ingram.
Anyway, more trivia, because I don't know. I feel like this movie is one that speaks for itself and I'm trying to be helpful. So, yeah.
I mean, it's a story of Aladdin, a random dude who meets the princess and is like, hey, she's hot. I want to be with her. Finds this little teacup with a genie in it. Asks the genie to make him a prince.
Yep. See,
goes on a little carpet ride.
Mm-hmm.
Plans to tell Jasmine that he's not actually a prince. Then bad guy steals cup, goes bananas on them. Oh.
Anyway,
he gets Prince Ali gets yeeted across the map by Jafar,
like,
and then flies back on his magic carpet, and then somehow manages to save Jasmine. Get the thing. What all happens? I just watched it. How can I?
Okay, so we're at Jasmine. Jasmine gets like trapped in like an hourglass. Jafar turns himself into like a giant snake. Mm-hmm. And we end up with like a big fight. Genie ends up free. Of course, Aladdin gets Jasmine because that's how that works. And the movie goes down in history as like the best movie to spawn two really crappy sequels.
Yeah, and then the Sultan or King or whatever title he has is Sultan. Like, hey, you know what? Let's change the rule where Jasmine can marry whoever she wants.
Yeah, because that's how this works.
Then they get married.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you want the movie, that's basically the whole movie summed up.
Yeah, pretty much. Just so you know, so when they were recording this movie, Robin Williams would get calls from Steven Spielberg, who was making Schindler's List. So Spielberg would put Williams on speakerphone so that he could tell jokes to the cast and crew of Schindler's List to cheer them up, because Schindler's List. Some of the material was used like part of the movie. Yeah. No, like this movie, not Schindler's List, because Schindler's List.
Cool.
You have no idea what that is, but it's like a really dark and depressing Holocaust movie. It's like it won a ton of awards, but it is, jeez, it's depressing.
It's like too good of a movie.
What do you mean?
For what it's portraying, does that make sense?
It's a good Holocaust movie, though. Like the whole point of it is to be depressing. It's shot in black and white. Like that's the point.
Yeah.
And it's just depressing. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I mentioned earlier that Robin Williams had a had like a falling out with Disney. So here's the story, and then I'm out of stuff. Like there's plenty of stuff, but here's the full story. So he worked as the genie at the union scale rate, the lowest legal pay that a studio can give an actor, on the provisions that his voice was not to be used for merchandising, like toys or even like, I believe, to promote the movie, and that the genie character, there it is, not take up more than 25% of the space of a poster, ad, billboard, or trailer. When these wishes were not granted, he withdrew his support for Disney and the film. As a result, his name was not included in the Art of Aladdin book. It makes constant references to the voice of the genie. And he was not available for the direct-to-video sequel, The Return of Jafar, or Aladdin, the 1994 TV show. Dan Castellaneta was the voice, as we discussed. In an attempt to get back on good terms with William, Michael Eisner, the Disney CEO, apologized to him with a peace offering of an original Picasso painting. He was still mad. He wouldn't accept the gift. Jeffrey Katzenberg. Wait, is that Jeffrey Katzenberg? Give me a second. I think I'm thinking of a different guy.
I don't know who either of them would be.
Is it that guy? Give me a second. No. It's definitely not that guy. Okay, I was thinking Jeffrey Katzenberg was... No, okay. So Jeffrey Katzenberg's the guy that split off of Disney and went and started DreamWorks. I was thinking he was the guy that was in, like, Alien, like the theme park ride. Anyway, I used to be really interested in theme parks, so I'm familiar with these people. Anyway, so Joe Roth ended up getting Williams back by giving him a public apology, and he promised to right the wrongs, and Williams then came back for Aladdin 3. Disney just completely yeeted the recording sessions with Castellaneta. Just nah. Yeah.
Gave him the boot.
Mm-hmm. Also, to capture the movement of Aladdin's pants, they went with MC Hammer pants. It's that sort of thing. Anyway, have I seen what now?
That made me think of this. There's a video of Vin Diesel doing the voice acting for Guardians of the Galaxy.
I'm Groot.
Yo, soy Groot.
That is hilarious.
Like, there's a whole, like, video of him doing it, like, and doing all the different inflections of saying the words, yo, soy Groot.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. It's quite an interesting video.
I'm sure. Yeah. No, like, there's a ton of, like, really interesting stuff that happened here. So I don't remember what happened, but on Black Friday at Disney, not like the Black Friday, but like what became known as Black Friday, Katzenberg told the team to scrap everything they'd been working on and start all over again without moving the release date. I don't know, like, why.
What?
No, like they like gave it a new plot and a new screenplay in 8 days. Eight. Now I'm writing a screenplay and it has taken me 2 weeks and I've got help and it is terrible, but that is ridiculous.
I mean, when you have a whole bunch of professionals doing it, I mean, I don't know how long that would normally take, but it seems like years. 8 days is like, yeah.
No, it takes a while. 8 days is ridiculous. Also, this is actually my last thing. Anyway, wait a second. Two things. So Genie's imitations that were cut: Fred Rogers, Edward G. Robinson, John Wayne, George Bush, Alec Guinness, Obi-Wan Kenobi himself, Billy Burke, Wolfman Jack, Ruth Westheimer, Richard Nixon, Michael Jackson, Matthew Lillard, Marlon Brando, Curly Howard, Elvis Presley, W.C. Fields, Bing Crosby, and Don King. Jeez. I would have loved to have seen that. And then the last thing I have, I am definitely killing stuff. I know, killing time. But Jasmine was supposed to be a bit more active at one point. Like, she was supposed to, like, tell the Sultan that they had to talk, but the animators wouldn't do it because it would mean they had to design an entirely new room for that talk. So they ended up doing the Jasmine crying thing, which apparently made them, like, really mad. Jasmine was also supposed to, like, cut herself free of the hourglass. It was weird.
Well, I don't have anything else. Do you have anything else?
No, like, there's a whole, if you're interested in more Aladdin trivia, go to imdb.com and just look for it. Some of these stories, there's a lot of it I didn't. I'm not going to claim I did, but it's interesting stuff nonetheless. Would have loved to have been able to talk to Robin Williams about this. But hey, Robin, if you're listening, tell God to give us a call for you. I'm sure you get the one phone call up there. Anyway.
Well, what's your letter grade for this movie, Grant?
S tier. This movie is phenomenal. I love it. I know we didn't talk a lot about like favorite moments or whatnot, but I love this movie. It is like probably my favorite Disney at this point. What about you?
All right. I'm gonna give it an S as well.
I'm glad you enjoyed it too.
Just great movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie. It's not just a good animated movie. It's just a really great movie. Unlike Batman and Robin.
Yeah, it felt a bit short to me, but...
Yeah, I mean, it is a bit short, but keep in mind, animation, especially if they, like, scrapped most of the movie, animation takes a while, and it was an hour and a half, which is normal runtime for a Disney classic. Yeah. All right. Well, you want to tell them how to find us so we can get out of here?
Yes. If you have any suggestions for stuff we should review, any feedback on the show, stuff like that, you can send in an email at muchtalkaboutnothing@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at muchtalkaboutnothing. We're on Twitter at MTAMPodcast. And we have a website and a Discord linked in the description.
Yeah. And please do leave us a review and, you know, be a good human being. Tell your friends about us. Those two things are very related. Also, send us an email. We'd like to hear from you. It gets lonely being a cool podcaster sometimes, you know, no friends, just celebrities, you know how it is. Anyway, please send us an email. It'd be awesome. I'm totally screwing with you. But for Grant,
I can get you an email.
For Grant, who I just flipped off, I've been Grant, who I did not flip off. And we'll catch you next time.